Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Conscious Cool Chic Radio. My name is Molly McCord and I'm delighted you are here today. ConsciousCoolChic.com is a convergence zone of wisdom for anyone interested in expanding their consciousness. I am a consciousness catalyst playing the roles of astrologer, author, intuitive, messenger, and teacher. With insights from spiritual guidance, I share with you consciousness-raising information that benefits and inspires our journeys as human beings. Essentially, that means I take spiritual information and make it practical, understandable, and fun to incorporate in the real world. The first half of the show covers topics related to consciousness and spirituality, and the second half of the show is focused on astrology. We will look at the main astrological energies happening right now, and I invite you to grab your astrological chart to see which areas of your life are being highlighted at this time. And as always, free ebooks, workshops, and inspiring information can be found on the website, ConsciousCoolChic.com. Thanks for being here. Let's get started with today's show. Hello, welcome. Happy August to you. It is a beautiful August day. I am Molly McCord, broadcasting from Seattle, Washington, and I am grateful for your presence for this show today. Thank you for being here. It's going to be a very informative half-hour show. We're going to be talking about tips for your intuitive development, practical ways you can strengthen that part of you that is always connected to spirit, the part of you that always knows what's going on. We're going to talk about how you can trust yourself more, tune in to messages, and just some easy ways to really work with this part of your life so that you can own it more and make it a natural part of your day. I am excited to share some of these tips with you, so we're going to dive into that in just a moment. If you are new to the show, welcome, hello. Make yourself comfortable. Thank you for being here. I am an intuitive, an astrologer, an author, and a teacher. And I share a lot of information every week in this program. My website is ConsciousCoolChic.com, which is where you can click on over and see all kinds of updates. I do astrology updates, energy updates, channeled messages, book reviews, all kinds of stuff. I live in a way that's very present with the moment and with spirit, and I just follow my inspirations, and that's what you see on the website, ConsciousCoolChic.com. In this program, I am channeling information. I don't always know what I'm going to say or share. I have a few notes, but there's no script. There's nothing I follow. So we are co-creating this experience together. I pick up on others' energies. My intuitive skills are related to being an empath, clairaudient, clairvoyant, and then intuitive. So all of that comes together, and I share those gifts through my astrology sessions with clients. I like to give you an update on some recent shows because this program has a global audience, and I cover a lot of different topics. You can download every episode on iTunes and carry it with you anywhere and everywhere you go. And I did a recent show on energy insights about our animals, because our animals need our support right now and they need some attention. So I recommend that show if you have any furry friends in your household who might be acting a little different or you're picking up something from them. That show might provide some really good insights for you. And then I also recommend checking out the archives just to see who you resonate with. I feature guests on here, authors, energy healers, all different types of people who are doing some incredible work in the world. So I like to make sure that you're aware of that as a source for inspiration. Now, I have another offer going on right now for those of you who work with me through astrology. I'm adding a bonus offer for the end of summer to the MP3 recordings. Go on over to ConsciousCoolChic.com, and it's a bonus offer of 5 additional minutes with your 15-minute recording. I made these very affordable. It's only $33, and that's because there are so many people who just need a little guidance and assistance right now. You know, you just need that jolt of understanding or a perspective that you can't quite see but you're ready to connect with. That's what I give you, and that's what I love to give you. I have clients who literally spill their hearts out and who trust me as a confidant. They have worries or anxieties or fears or something that's going on in their life, and they don't have anybody else to take those concerns to. And I'm honored that they come to me and I can help them understand what's going on and some of the bigger themes and lessons. So if you're needing any kind of understanding right now, those astrology sessions are a great way to tap into that guidance. So check that out. Now, one more announcement to share with you. As you may know, I released my spiritual memoir this summer, The Art of Trapeze, One Woman's Journey of Soaring, Surrendering, and Awakening. It went to number one in Spiritual Self-Help and Memoirs Adventurers. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. As a result, I actually have 5 more books that are coming out before the end of this year. If you want to be connected to what I'm sharing and teaching next, I recommend getting on my email list because you will get a sneak peek and some pre-sale offers for those books. Yes, 5 of them. I saw all the covers yesterday. I got so excited. I thought, oh, I better get on this and really get some things finalized so I can release them for you. So just a heads up that that is what's coming through here. By the end of 2013, I will have released 7 books this year. It's amazing. I'm a little bit surprised, but hey, that's how it goes sometimes. So you just got to ride that energy. So check that out. And I hope that it's empowering for you. So I'm feeling a lot of big energy coming through in the show, which tells me that there are many, many listeners from all over the globe. I'm feeling anticipation from many of you that you just want to be more intuitive and you just want to be tuned in more. And you're very eager. And I am also feeling some people who are literally sitting here, pen and paper in hand, and you want to write down as many notes as you can. And my first little insight here is that it's so important to just relax, and to take some breaths, and to know that your intuition is always with you. It's always present. It's always there. We're just going to help you fine-tune that radio frequency. It's not something new that you have to create from scratch or build or develop in the sense that you're starting with 0 and you're trying to get up to 100. No, it's already there. You're just tuning into it a bit more, and that's what this show is going to support you with. It's funny how being human can, you know, part of being human is that we forget our talents. We forget our soul's natural abilities and gifts, and we come into human form to remember and to choose and to have lessons and to get stronger in ourselves through various life experiences. And one of our themes right now, and I would say it's a global theme, is that we're really tapping into how we have it all already, that we are equipped with more than enough of everything, that we are taken care of, that we are seen, that we are heard, that we are valued, respected, loved, beyond measure. And we forget all that. We go about our daily lives. We have our jobs. We drive in our cars. We need to go to the grocery store. We got to pick up the kids. And we forget all that at times. But your intuition is with you in every single scenario. It's always there. And what you want to do is essentially elevate your consciousness so that you can be tuned in to that frequency more regularly, more easily, more often. Now, this does take practice, and that's what I'm going to share with you, our tips for practicing. It also is a choice. And that is where responsibility comes in. If you're eager to be more intuitive and you know it and you feel it, and you sense that it's already there, it is also a responsibility to give it time and energy, to make it a priority. And when you think about the word responsibility, it's the ability to respond. With our intuition, we have the ability to respond to it. And we have to practice and get into the habit of doing so. So here, let me give you some ways to do just that. One of the most, what I would even say, easy or effective ways to practice developing your intuition is when you're driving. When you're in the car, there is a lot of stimuli around you. There's other cars going by. There's a lot going on. But you're very present, right? You're in your own vehicle. You're aware of surroundings, but you're essentially grounded in your car. When you're on the highway, practice tuning in to what you feel around you. For example, if a car in front of you is making you nervous and you feel you should change lanes, do that. If you're feeling like the vehicle next to you doesn't quite see you, trust that. If you're wanting to tune into the energy of another car ahead of you, for example, you can make a slight prediction. Is this vehicle going to turn right or turn left or go straight? Though that information can be quite immediate. And it's just, this is just a very little thing, and I know this is, it could even sound ridiculous to you, but the point is that you will get answers right away as you learn to trust it. So if you're driving behind a vehicle and you're thinking, okay, I think this car's going to turn right, well, wait and see. Does that car turn right? And if it does, obviously that's confirmation that you were picking up on the energies there. I had a situation a few years ago. I was on the highway driving behind a truck. It was a white pickup truck, and it was filled in the back with all these paint supplies, brushes, rollers, paint cans, all this stuff. And I was behind it for maybe a mile or two, and I started to get uncomfortable. And I thought, you know, I'm just going to change lanes. It's not a big deal, right? I'm just going to change lanes, because this vehicle is making me uncomfortable. So I did. I moved over to the left-hand lane. Not more than 30 seconds later, that truck spilled all of its paint supplies on the freeway. And it was just that intuitive hit I had to change lanes. That is how our intuition works. You know, we have to get used to just trusting it and not questioning it. Because the truth is that every time you question your intuition, you can go to battle with it, essentially. You can disagree with your intuition, 100%. It's easy to do. In fact, we are very well trained with that. Think of how many times you look back on a scenario where you had a gut feeling about something or a gut feeling about a person, or you wish you had made this choice instead of that choice. Chances are when you look back on that scenario and you see what your intuition said, the reason you didn't make that choice was because the ego mind came up and went to battle with it and won. And we are conditioned to do that. And you know what? It's okay to do that. I actually want to say it's okay to do that because our ego mind often operates with its trying to serve us, trying to help us, trying to protect us. But the ego mind has limitations. Your intuition does not have limitations. Your intuition is connected and tuned in to higher levels of knowing and understanding beyond what the ego mind can fathom or measure or see. We go into our ego mind when we're looking for validation. And we do that, right? That's just part of our life sometimes. We're looking for confirmation that you've got it right, or maybe you want to stick with the crowd or do something that everybody else is doing. You're not quite ready to take a risk. This is all part of our human conditioning. It has served us very well, but we're able to move forward when we trust our intuition and we know that we are safe, and that if you're being nudged and pushed to do something new, it's because that new thing is actually safe. It's not going to feel that way right away, perhaps, because your ego mind might look for the proof, acknowledgement, validation that it's safe or that it's going to be successful or that you're going to get what you want. But your intuition is guiding you that way for a reason. And I'm feeling this so strongly for many of you, not just those of you that I work with in sessions, but those of you who are listening right now and you feel your life changing in some way, and it's scary. It's just a little scary. And you know, on that one level that it's all going to be okay. But there's that human part that's just freaking out a little bit. That's, you know what, that's part of the growth that we're in right now, the growth phase. In the full moon yesterday, it was an Aquarius full moon, and there's a lot of energy in that because it's ruled by Uranus, which is an unpredictable, innovative, big energy. And right now, things are just a little wild and wacky. Things might not feel completely stable yet. But that's because we're growing. And I don't like to say growing pains because I don't want to associate with pain and any of that. And I don't even like to say the word struggle. I don't believe in that. What I do believe in is that we are expanding. We are moving forward on a path that is new to our soul's experience in human form. So your soul, your higher self, knows that everything's golden and you're great and you're fine and don't worry about a thing. But the human self is where the fears kick up and the stuff comes up and we have all these things that can circle and spin in our minds. Connecting to that calm place within you is essential. That place is always there. And knowing as well that your intuition is always there too. It's always there in that safe place. It's an important time right now for us to listen to our own knowingness and our own voices. It's an important time to continually go inward for our answers and what you know is best for you. And depending on your energetic makeup, or as I reference it as your astrology chart, that will depend on how it feels for you. Every person is intuitive and has the ability to develop their intuition. If you are psychic, you know this as well. The top-notch psychics that I have been in contact with and know and learned from have all said, every person is psychic. You're no different than me. It's the same thing with their intuition. Every person is intuitive, but it's based on how you develop it and grow it. Another way you can strengthen your intuition is when you're watching the news. When you watch the news, pay attention to your messages from your body, meaning I'm thinking of your energetic locations, like your chakras. That's usually what I use, so that's what I'm going to reference. When you're watching the news, pay attention to what stories, information, and details feel a little bit off for you, or they don't feel accurate. There's a lot of information in the news that can be half-truths or partial truths or almost truths, but they're maybe not 100% accurate. Question what you're feeling. And know that it's okay to keep these thoughts private. You don't need to go on to Facebook or to tweet about it, or, you know, you're not calling somebody a liar, but you're just aware of where the energy seems out of alignment for you. I find that this is an important part in developing your confidence in yourself. And I have an example. Here in the States, maybe about 4 or 5 years ago, there was a situation of a runaway hot air balloon. And it was reported that in this balloon, there was a boy. and they didn't know how to get him out of the balloon, and they didn't know how to chase it down. Maybe you remember this. I saw this news story, and the first thing I thought was, it's fraud. It's not true at all. There's no boy in there. And that wasn't what the news, no one else said that, right? It was just my own reaction, my own thought, my own instant knowingness in that scenario, looking at the energy on TV. I thought, no, that's not true. This is a fraud. Well, it was a big deal, and people were worried and concerned and all this stuff. Well, it was reported, maybe it was just a few days later, that in fact the boy was not in the hot air balloon, that it was a publicity stunt. I can't remember what for even, so I guess that's not very good publicity if you can't remember what it was for. But the point is that instantly that was my reaction, and it was confirmed 3 days later that I was right on. News events can help with this. There was another situation recently with, I'm actually feeling hesitant here. It was about, they were reporting some specific details on a scenario where someone needed to be rescued. And they said that they used helicopters at first to go in and find where they needed to rescue the person. But that didn't make any sense because if you're sneaking up on somebody, why would you use a helicopter of all things? Then I saw in another news report the facts were a little different, that it wasn't in fact a helicopter that was used. My immediate reaction when I heard about the helicopter, I thought, no, that's not right. And on the news, they were showing a visual of men in the helicopter and an operation and all that. But instantly I knew there was no helicopter use. So my point is that information in the mainstream media is not 100% accurate all the time, and it's a great way for you to practice using your intuition to see what feels right, what sits with you. I recommend keeping some of these little tests you're giving yourself and little practice exercises. I recommend keeping them private. Keep them for you. Because it's about strengthening your own muscle. You're not trying to prove something, or maybe you are, but you want to look at your intentions around this. It's something where it's like a self-study. It's a self-study course where you're developing this in your way and in your own timing. Another way you can practice developing your intuition is by looking at what time of day does your mind feel the quietest. Could be multiple times throughout the day. It could be right in the morning. It could be while you're driving, while you're walking. It could be at night, right before you're going to bed. Whenever that time is for you, is a beautiful time to ask a question of your spiritual team. Ask for clarity. Ask for understanding. Ask for a person to connect with or the next step to take. Ask a simple question to start out with, or a more complex one, whatever you're comfortable with. But ask a question when your mind is quiet and see what you hear. And when you hear it, trusting it is key. And I'll be so honest with you. Trusting is an ongoing exercise. It's not something that all of a sudden you reach the pinnacle of and it's done. It's something that we're continually given opportunities to do, to trust ourselves. That's part of being human, really, is to continually trust yourself, to fortify you. So know that the trusting element is always going to be there, and trusting is a choice. It's absolutely a choice, just like courage is a choice. Surrender, faith, all these other intangible, beautiful energies are a choice. And you're choosing to trust yourself. And when you do that, you'll get the information you want. You know, spirit works very directly. High energy is very direct. It's to the point. It moves fast. It's how you can feel zapped by an instant knowingness. or how you can feel a pang in your stomach when something feels wrong. It's very fast. You know, spirit doesn't play around. Spirit doesn't even exist in time and space, so there is no time and space. It just is an energy that is right there instantaneously. That is also how your intuition works. It's in that moment when you just know something. Now, as you're developing and strengthening your intuition, you might find yourself in conversations with people who have no interest in it or who want you to prove something. And that is an interesting conversation to be a part of, because the truth is you can't quote-unquote prove your intuition. And so if you find yourself in that type of scenario, it's a choice point to understand that what you're choosing is yourself. You're choosing to trust yourself. You can have a conversation with somebody who has no idea what intuition is or how to use it or how to practice it. Keep in mind that that is a soul choice for them, and that that is perfect, is 100% valid for somebody to not be interested in intuition. But this is about validating what's right for you and what's best for you. So even if you find somebody who disagrees with what you are trying to work on or develop, it doesn't matter. So what? Who cares? It's still what's best for you and how you want to live your life. And I like to make sure that the people who are brand new to this really know that and have that understanding that it's a return to what is best for you and what you believe and what you choose. Now, another way to strengthen your intuition and to trust yourself is by paying attention to songs, quotes, conversations, anything that comes into your awareness that seems to magically and beautifully coincide with what is on your mind or something you're worried about. Spirit does that in beautiful divine ways, as it connects us to surprising answers. And I have to tell you, it's one of my favorite things. It makes me smile when I have something on my mind that I'm trying to figure out and I hear the answer in a song lyric, or I come across it in a movie quote, or I'm standing, I was at a restaurant one time dining by myself, and which I like to do. I love actually eating at restaurants by myself. And I was listening very unnoticeably to a conversation behind me, and the father was talking to his daughter and saying exactly the sentence I needed to hear at that point in my life. And I knew that that was divine guidance. I knew that I was led to this restaurant to sit at this table next to this man and his daughter because I was also intended for that message. This is how your intuition works as well. It's taking you to exactly where you need to be to hear what you need to hear, or to be connected to a message in some way. And again, this is where our ego mind can, you know, flare up and maybe challenge it or discount it. But when you expand in consciousness, you know how everything happens beautifully and divinely, and that there are so many different energies in play at one time that we can't even fathom it. That is just beyond comprehension. And that is what makes being human so amazing and exciting, is that we are actually surrounded by spirit in unlimited ways. And as our consciousness expands, we tap into that energy more. We see it more. And we know that there's no such thing as coincidences, because everything is a message from spirit. When you're developing your intuition, you are going to need more private time, more solitude. Meditation becomes even more important, because you need to, again, adjust your radio frequency and to get used to that. Depending on you, you might be very comfortable with meditation, or it might be brand new and something that you know you should do, right? But you haven't made time for it yet. You can start with 10 minutes a day, and you can do a guided meditation. There's some great ones on Amazon by various spiritual teachers and leaders. Start that way. Do a guided meditation where you're listening to somebody and that you're focusing on their words. It's important to just become comfortable with the silence and with the listening. Listening is receiving. It's allowing. And truthfully, we don't have a lot of that in our everyday lives. Especially here in American culture, we do a lot of going, action, being somewhere, achieving, accomplishing. We're doing, we're giving. Working with your intuition is about receiving and allowing and trusting. And when you can do that with spirit, you start to be able to do that in other areas of your life. And you can relax a little bit more and you can allow more things to unfold gracefully and effortlessly. You can receive more easily. So developing your intuition has benefits in many areas of life. And the potentials of enhancing your life are amazing. I look at my own journey and where I've been in different professional areas. I've worked for small companies. I've worked for corporations. I've been a consultant. I've lived abroad. I lived in Paris, which is what my memoir is about. I've done a lot in my life. And I've noticed that the more I have tuned in to my intuition and to spirit, the easier things have flowed to me and the less overall worries I have. I have become quite skilled at giving it up, literally like throwing something up to spirit, letting it go, not worrying about it, releasing it. I'm not perfect. I'm still human, which means I'm still in lesson and I'm still working on things. But when I have devoted energy and intention to my intuition and to my communication with spirit, I have received so much more information. You know, I have to tell you that one of my upcoming books is all channeled messages. I'm really excited about it. And it is because I have allowed and I have received that I have been able to bring in this wisdom and I get to share it with you. And that makes me joyful. That's part of the conduit, is that I'm receiving and then I'm giving it out. And that's because I've been able to strengthen my own intuition and make it valuable to me so that I can use it to serve you. I mentioned on a previous show, and I can't remember the date of it, sometime earlier this year, maybe May or June of 2013, I did a show on automatic writing and channeling and working with spirit in those ways. Check out that show for more tips and more ways that you can receive from spirit. We're just about out of time here, and I like to keep these shows around 30 minutes because I think that's easier for people to fit into their day and to listen to. But check out that show for more ways that you can receive messages and trust yourself. And one other tip here is to be gentle and kind with yourself as you're learning a new skill, as you're strengthening it. Be very gentle with yourself and the speed and pace that you learn best. Allow things to unfold in a way that works best for you. And know that you're doing this in your own way. And so, yes, when we're learning a new skill or we're getting better at something, we do want to reach out to others and learn how they do it. We want to learn more and discover more techniques and such, 100% valid and needed. But keep in mind that you're also creating something that works uniquely for you. So it could be at some point that you do your own thing and you don't follow everything you've learned. You have a new way of doing it. This is part of the joy in developing a skill, especially one that's in partnership with spirit. It's about really connecting to the essence of you and honoring your energy in the most powerful ways that are fitting for you. So I'm hearing very strongly that many of you just need to know that you will do this in a way that's best for you, and to be very gentle and kind with yourselves as you continue to explore and master these techniques. Okay, great. This is a topic I love. I love talking about. So I'm sure I'll be doing more shows on this. Tune in next week when I share with you some of the top questions I've received about my spiritual memoir from you. You submitted these questions. You want to know what are soul contracts. You want to know more about emotional energy and how to work with it. Somebody asked what it's like to talk with God. What a cool question. And more. So that's going to be next week live on the show here, the last week in August, if you can believe it. And it's going to be good. So as always, thank you for being here. Thank you for your time, energy, and presence. And I look forward to connecting with you again soon. Thank you, friends. Namaste.
Moment I just feel so alive, alive, alive. I wish that I